This is Margaret Gray, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With Phil Hendry and Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard and me and Phil Hendry. I'm sorry, General Galen Shaw.
Thank you.
Well, excuse me, I can do it again.
You don't need to do it again.
You know, every time I try and...
Morgan, why don't you get yourself a cup of coffee?
It gets confusing, all right? Looking at you guys, I mean... Ladies and gentlemen, if you could see what I look at every morning, I can...
Welcome to the show, Phil Hendry Show.
And General Galen Shaw.
Yeah, well, we got it already, Margaret.
Well, I'm saying it again. And General Galen Shaw. What is this?
This is K-Camp, and it's called Comfortable.
Isn't this nice? Not...
Mr. Henry's got a play that.
The N-word all over the place. Is this how you do this? Is this what you want? Is this how you're going to play this? Is this
something? Hey, Margaret, we've been playing hip-hop on this show for I don't know how long, so I don't know, you acting surprised.
He's just trying to cover up for the fact that she carved up the intro of this show, she butchered it beyond all recognition, and now...
All right, gentlemen and ladies.
You said gentlemen looking at me.
Ladies and gentlemen, then.
Yeah, he's looking at General Shaw.
Now, what's that about?
All right, so before I flip my lid, hi, how you doing? It's the Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Thank you, K-Camp.
Welcome, K-Camp, man. Does that, you park your RV?
Ow! Shut up.
Yeah, welcome to the show here. It's another violent beginning to the program. Another violent beginning to the program. What, Margaret?
Well, I just think you can go past that now.
Margaret, will you let the man start the show before I start coming out of my shorts?
Good God.
All right, so welcome to the show, another violent beginning to the show. And I don't know why that is. We've got all kinds of petty. You guys are going to have to get over these little emotional hurts and these little personality tiffs and things.
Look, Phil, I let the record show. She's the one that starts the show.
Yeah, yesterday, man. You took the thing away from her.
What do you mean he took the thing away from me?
Talk about the starting the show, which is symbolic of the thing.
Are you talking about a penis? Because...
Hey! Come on, wait. No, he ain't talking. What do you mean the thing?
Yeah, I am, sort of.
So you're talking about the staff. You're talking about the scepter. You're talking about the baton. You're talking about something phallic. Aren't you?
Well...
Aren't you?
All right, don't answer that question. Where are we going now, man? Into Greek... I said Greek mythology. Go ahead.
Yes, you did. You were going to say Greek mythology. Let the record show he said Greek.
Yeah, well, guess what? Where is the world's largest gay population? Greek.
Daddy!
Thank you.
That wasn't funny. Even that wasn't even close to being funny.
I thought it was a good save. Shit.
So today on the show, we have Don Berman who's going to be talking with us about his run-in with what I call not Big Brother, but Big Neighbor. Who is Big Neighbor? Big Neighbor is that person...
Phil, could you put your hands down? You're not giving a speech in front of one of Father Coughlin? Yes, one of Father Coughlin's crowds.
Speaking of carving it up...
Well, at least I didn't say grief.
So what I was going to say is, yes, I'm going to put my hands out here because I am giving a little bit of an address. I'm saying, instead of Big Brother, it's the Big Neighbor.
Now, you're talking about a Big Neighbor being a people of videotape people. Isn't that correct, Mr. Henry?
What is this all of a sudden?
Look, Bud, quit trying to be some kind of a newscaster, huh?
Isn't that correct, Mr. Henry?
Shut up, man.
Sit down, Bud.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm saying that the Big Neighbor is the one that has now got the camera shoved up your rear end and in your bedroom window and everywhere else. It ain't Big Brother. It's never been Big Brother. Big Brother is the red herring. Big Brother, the black helicopters, the black ops, the men in the black suits, all that bullshit. All of that,
All the black, just basically anyone that's black.
Yeah, sure.
What?
Never mind. So now what we're looking at is Big Neighbor. Now, you got this lady in Texas that had her kisser videotaped, and it's been plastered all over Twitter, all over YouTube, everywhere.
Now, this woman in Texas is this big, fat oaf you were talking about. Is that right?
Yes, this is the woman that used those racial terms.
Yeah, her name was... I don't even remember her name. Anybody know her name?
Yeah, somewhat. Betty or something.
Yeah, Betty.
Betty.
Well, what the hell's her name?
I don't know, but it doesn't matter. She was that blonde lady. She was smacking people around. She was involved in a fight. She called somebody, I'm going to pardon my language, folks, but she said, you black fuckers.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
No, that's what she said. And then she said, go back to your Section 8 homes.
Now, hold on. Section 8 in the middle, that means you've flipped your lid. Is it?
No, these are different. I don't think it means that they've flipped their lid. I think what it means is that they have... that they're living in a place called the Section 8 homes. I don't know why it's called that. I guess it's just that's the term for it. So she was involved in this fight. Now they got her on Twitter and they got her on YouTube. She's all over the world and everybody knows her name, except for us.
Well, speak for yourself, Phil. I think her name is Tracy Goonhagen or something.
What are you, what?
At least I'm getting closer.
Well, no, her name isn't Tracy Goonhagen. What is that?
I'm trying to get it close to what the name is.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, at least she's making a good faith effort.
Hey, Dickman, what are you trying to piss me off today real early or something? What do you mean good faith? What is her name? Look it up.
Well, I...
Just look it up, okay?
But sir, it's All Britain.
Yeah, right there, All Britain. I think I saw something about that.
All Britain, okay. So now we know her name. So she,
Yeah, so what?
So what I'm trying to tell you is this... So what? This woman is all over the world today on YouTube and all of these other social media sites, and it wasn't the government that stuck her face there. It was a private citizen. So what we're saying here on the Phil Henry Show, at least what I'm saying, and I represent the show, and the rest of you can do whatever you want.
Well, I'll go along with it.
Thank you.
I'll go along with it if it's reasonable.
I'm saying that we have a big neighbor as opposed to a big brother, and I'm not saying it's bad, but if you are afraid of being spied on... That's what's happening right now.
I lay the hammer down.
Yeah.
I'm going to build a whole house.
World famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Brought to you by the world famous Phil Henry Show website. If you need a backstage pass, when we say a backstage pass, we're talking only about a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show. If you need any other kind of backstage pass, friend, you're flat out of luck over here. We're not going to talk about it here. We'll give you a number to call. Now then, thank you very much. Let's go over and check out that traffic. We got Bob baking out on the highways and byways of traffic. What's it look like, Bob?
I tell you, we got propane. I've got a propane tank here that just blew up in my face here on the contract. I'm not even up in the airplane. I'm having a barbecue here. Hey, let me tell you something. If you're on the Saipan Freeway and go down the Saipan Freeway and you're in the Saipan or the Saipan, you're doing some fishing out there, make sure you find out they're going around the river now. Hey, and around the high time and the blind pop hot time, I got up there on the Foothill Freeway along the high brow, make sure that you're not there when they are doing their push-ups, because what's happening now on the 5th and Freeway is the Caltrans got out and clamped it, and they clamored about it, and everybody's down there with a clam.
All right, let's get our man here. This is time now for Harvey Wireman. Everybody is really, really interested in the Harvey Wireman news break, and here he is, Harvey Wireman. Harvey?
Yes, am I on?
You are, Harvey. Yeah, go ahead.
Harvey Wireman here with the Harvey Wireman news break, brought to you by the Phil Henry website, where you can go and get 20,000 hours of your favorite... God damn it, my throat. Are we on the air?
Yes, Harvey, you are.
Oh, excuse my language, I said. Here's an interest. Well, first of all, the first story that I pulled up, Phil, I think everyone should... New York State official said on Wednesday that a Kivalian employee of the prison from which convicted killers escaped over the weekend was being questioned in connection with the Brayaku. The,
Now, do you mind,
Would you let me finish?
Phil, just let the old man do it, okay?
Hey, you see an old man, you kick his ass.
I'm sorry, Harvey. I'm just saying, you know, I'll let you do it.
Yeah, let me do it. That's what she said. You know, anybody there?
Yes, we're here, Harvey. Very funny.
Jesus. All right, so anyway, the employee, Joiki Mitkale, were recorded in a Tavialero, Siapo, at the Clinton Correctional Faculty in Dannemora, NY. She is Beliava to Ayadaba Gabawaba. All right, the... Hold on, Phil, I'm not done yet.
Phil, just let him finish. I just want to let people know what you were talking about.
They don't... You speak English, Phil? Because if you don't speak English, then we've got a big problem, but I'm assuming everybody else...
I speak English, but you were mispronouncing some of those words.
No, I wasn't. I was doing it good. Okay?
Let him do it, will you? Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you something, Phil. I have been asked to come on this program because people wanted me to be on the program. They didn't say we want Phil to read the news, did they?
Harvey.
No, did they ask for Phil to read the news?
You're right, Harvey, they didn't.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what I thought. They asked me to read the news. Harvey Wehrman. All right, and honey, give me the glasses. She took the glasses away. Grandpa wants the glasses, the big one. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
How big are those glasses you're wearing?
They're big. Oh, shit, these are the Pluto glasses. Honey, go get Grandpa's.
See, that's what I'm talking about, Harvey.
Don't worry about it. In other news, two Saskatchewan siblings, the Tayananda in Malaysia. Well, you know, I can't read this shit, you know, okay?
All right, there's Harvey Wehrman. Thank you very much, Harvey, with the news. Thanks, pal.
Yeah, you know, you got to get some news today that a man can understand.
So,
well, what's the problem?
Let me get him back on the line, will you?
Yeah. Hey, Harvey. He is right now. Harvey!
What do you want, Phil?
Where are you?
I'm over at Ted's. I'm having some breakfast, for Christ's sake. What do you want?
Well, what was this story about two Saskatchewani...
There's a couple of kids. Hey, Ted, you know...
Now, that's the guy that kept the kids over.
Yeah, Ted said to read this story.
Hey, Phil, this is a story that I asked you. Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Well, I don't usually come on the air unless I'm getting paid, you know, unless I'm getting advertised. Ted's of Beverly Hills, Ted's of Beverly Hills. I just want to plug the restaurant, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
All right, Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills. We don't serve breakfast. We only serve it to Harvey because he's a longstanding customer of ours. No, this was a story of two backpackers. And they were in Malaysia, and apparently they stripped naked, had a picture taken of themselves, and according to the authorities, angered the spirit guardians into triggering an earthquake that killed 18 mountaineers. Are you ready for that?
What are you talking about?
Wait, is that some kind of a joke?
Oh, it's not a joke. I'll read it to you again.
Let me do it. Apparently, is this the story?
You could read it.
Well, I'm reading it. These two kids posed nude on the top of a mountaintop, and they made the gods of the mountain angry, and it triggered an earthquake. This is according to...
They don't literally believe that, do they?
Who's that?
The authorities.
I don't know. I'm just... Pull the phone away from me, Bell.
Sorry.
Here, you take it. I can't... I want some more eggs and get some more coffee.
Hey, Mr. Wehrman, what's up? Phil, it says here the two Saskatchewan siblings detained in Malaysia must wait as authorities spend 4 days investigating their alleged crime of obscenity, posing naked for a photo on the peak of the sacred Mount Kinabalu and angering its spirit guardians. I'm telling you, I'm quoting the National Post from Canada. On Wednesday, video service to a group of 10 young backpackers exiting a police station. A friend who was backpacking with Lindsay and Daniel Peterson 2 days before they departed from Malaysia says his small-town Saskatchewan friends were sensible travelers who would never knowingly offend a local custom or cause any kind of a disturbance. He went on to say that the photos his friends posted online from the shoot atop Mount Kinabalu, there was no flagrant nudity. And I don't know what they mean by that.
Well, maybe he pulled it out.
Yeah, maybe, but talk about flagrant, you know.
What do you mean he pulled it out?
What they're saying, maybe the nudity wasn't flagrant, but this clown from Saskatchewan or whatever the hell it is, he pulled out...
It's called Saskatchewan.
All right, well, this guy, he might have just flashed his thing and went, ha, 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 like these kids do.
Well, I don't know. That's a very, very inflammatory charge.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, kids are going to be kids, but... Apparently, this friend said that from the photos his friends posted online from the shoot, there was no flagrant nudity on the part of these people.
So they're charging them with angering the spirit guardians.
Apparently, that may be part of the civil code of Malaysia. Maybe that they don't. Nobody believes it, but they have it in the code there. So the tribes people. You got a lot of tribes people. You see, back in the old days here in America, we had tribes people, but we didn't. Well.
Yes, we didn't care whether we angered them, did we, here in America?
All right, Margaret, let's not get on your high horse now about Native Americans, okay?
Okay, so what? But you're saying that over there in wherever the hell that is, what is it again?
What's that?
Where is this?
Oh, yeah, it's in Malaysia.
Okay, so in Malaysia,
they believe you can anger the spirit guardian or some baloney like that.
That is my understanding, yeah.
All right, not that they believe it, but that they have a proviso in their legal code so as not to offend people that do believe it.
But what are you asking me for? Do I look like a get a load of this? There's a guy on the radio thinks.
Talk to me, will you, Ted?
All right, Phil. But do I look like I'm painted red with a spear? Do I look like I've got a witch doctor standing next to me advising me on who I ought to throw the spear into? Do I look like the kind of guy that puts piercings in his penis? Do I look the guy?
All right, thanks very much.
Yeah, you hung up on him.
No, I don't call that hanging up. I call that we're out of time.
So this is a story that is very interesting, because as I read this, and I have a copy of this, thank you, Bud, for getting this for me.
Yes, you're certainly welcome.
Yes. As I read this, a friend who was backpacking with Lindsay... Oh, you already read that part.
Yes. We don't need you to read that.
Well, then I'll read another part. It says... I do believe they've not committed any offense in what they've done. Now, I don't know how this young person from Canada, this friend, would know anything about Malaysian law and say, I do believe they've not committed any offense. You see, this is what Canadians and Americans both do. We sit there and we lord it over people and we go, well, it seems to me no real law was broken. Well, you don't know that. The Malaysian people have a law against angering the spirit god, whether or not the spirit god exists, whether they think it exists. This is their law.
Well, Margaret.
Well, I'm sick of it.
What are you sick of?
I'm sick of all these Westerners trotting all over the place. And then it says here, he first met... Oh, I don't give a shit.
Okay. So,
That sounds very serious, though, Mr. Hunt.
The only part of this story that interests me, I mean, I'm sorry these kids got in trouble, but hey, you know, it ain't the first time that the Westerners get in trouble in these exotic foreign locales.
What do you mean, Mr. Henry?
I mean that for generations, American youth have been running afoul of laws in countries where they're not all that impressed. And I say American, Canadian, whoever, Western youth have been running afoul of laws in these... In these countries where they are not impressed with your American, your Canadian, your British, your French passport. They could give a sweet you-know-what. They want your ass to respect the thing, you know.
What thing?
The thing of the country.
Yeah, but the whole thing here about you're trying to tell me that if I go over to Malaysia and I run afoul of the spirit god, some goofy god that they've got... guarding the mountain of the, you know, they whatever they, what's the name of the thing?
Mount Kinabalu.
Mount Kinabalu? What the?
It's called Mount Kinabalu.
Yeah, well, you're telling me that if I go over there, and for whatever reason I lift a cheek up off of a seat, I belch, I do, and they're telling me now I've run afoul of the Mount Kinabalu. No way, friend, no way. You know, there hasn't been a jail built yet that can hold General Galen Shaw. If he's been charged with running afoul of the Kinabalu or whatever the fuck you...
Yay!
Thank you.
Great speech, General, but, you know, that's the way it is.
Well, you know, that's
just the way it is. That's the way that country is, you know, as well as I do. What are you going to do? So...
Well, somebody better get over there and wake that Canadian consul up. What's he doing? Pulling on it? He's probably getting up in the morning. He's got 3-4 boys from the local, boy brothel...
I think that is absolutely uncalled for.
You don't know.
All right, let's not start getting ridiculous, okay?
Well, wake up that Canadian consul and make that guy earn his money for a change. I'll bet you that guy spends his days going down to the Mount Kinabalu, whatever.
All right, so we'll find out just exactly what the problem is when we will report on it. But I think that's a very interesting story. Thank you, Harvey, for that news break. That was very, very good. I don't know what you're going to do with the glasses.
Well, Phil, it's an easy enough solution. Get someone over there and give him his glasses, all right?
Get someone over there.
Yes. Send someone. I don't know who. You need to have an on-site producer.
Yeah, you probably got to get that, Mr. Henry.
All right, we'll get an on-site producer over there. I don't know who could do it.
I can go over there. I'm on my way to work.
Well, if you want to stop off, I don't know. All right, so there's that then. And let's see, coming up next, we have an interesting conversation with Don Berman. And this is, as you know... Don talking about the entire videotaping episode, this big neighbor thing I was talking about. Don is going to talk about his own experience with having been videotaped. And he says, videotaped and having his privacy violated brutally and ruthlessly. The same way, in his opinion, this woman there at that pool in Texas has had her privacy violently compromised. The world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Here's T-Pain, brand new one. Make that shit work. T-Pain.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'm Margaret Gray, and you know, on the Phil Hendry Show, you listen to this show. You can listen to the show for free, as a matter of fact. But we do have over 20,000 hours of shows that go back almost 20 years, perhaps 20 years, perhaps more than 20 years. I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, it's close. And with a backstage pass, you can access the most revolutionary radio show in the history of the world, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. That's right. So I saw Jay Thomas's Twitter feed. He said, I work in radio, TV, and film. You'll notice I didn't say internet. Well, that is true, Jay, but when you worked in radio, you never came close to the level of perfection and excellence that Phil Hendry himself has achieved. I'm Margaret Gray.
What the hell is that about?
You know what it's about.
You get me into a freaking problem with him?
Oh, he doesn't. He probably doesn't know you exist.
Probably.
So get over to the Phil Hendry Show website and get a backstage pass. Thank you.
All right, yeah. I'm throwing hundreds in your face. You better
make this shit work. Don Berman joining us on the Newsmaker line from the newsroom there, Channel 19 News in Southern California. Don, good morning to you.
Good morning, Phil.
Don, this woman in Texas, this all-Britain woman, was videotaped as she was physically assaulting and using some pretty explosive racial pejoratives at these kids that were having this barbecue. She's a woman that worked for a vendor, a Bank of America vendor, I think, called CoreLogic.
That is correct. The name is All Britain. The woman is a employee there at All Britain. Bank of America originally had been indicted and cited by Black Twitter. They say Black Twitter.
Can I just say one thing?
I haven't finished.
Phil, he just got into it.
He just got into his report, Phil.
Well, okay, excuse me.
Well, yeah, you all heard about it.
Yeah, sir.
Thank you. Well, you know, now I forget. God damn it to hell. Can we start all over again?
Yeah, sure.
Because, what's his name? Is L. Ron Martin is on his way over here. Is he coming over for coffee?
Bad day.
Is he coming over for coffee? Phil, L. Ron Martin.
You need to get this guy squared away.
Yeah, I know what I gotta do, when I gotta do it, and how I gotta do it, Phil. But right now, L. Ron Martin's on his way over here. And he's probably going to want coffee. What I'm saying to you is the following thing. This woman, All Britain, works for CoreLogic. It is a vendor. Yes, it is a vendor for the... how you doing, Ron?
Hey, how you doing? I'm very sized, Mr. Henry.
Phil Henry.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, Mr. Henry, how you doing? L. Ron Martin. Listen, I'm very sorry. I just need to get a little bit of coffee here. I'm sorry.
How about moving my desk?
What's that?
How about moving my desk somewhere else?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Joey, come here. Yeah, you and your friend, come over, get the coffee. I'm very, very sorry.
You all done?
Yeah, very.
So this woman, All Britain, Phil, is a woman who had been videotaped. She apparently, on Black Twitter, and I know what you said about Black Twitter. It is, you're absolutely right. There are many, many other people who are involved in this and who are interested in this. And
you wanted to...
Go ahead, will you, Benny? Just don't breathe on me, all right?
He says that he's very sorry he had to get... Fuck.
Why don't you just get up and walk somewhere?
Because I got stuff I gotta do, huh? Stuff I gotta do. You done?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Now take your coffee and get out of here. One of the things, Phil, that we have here at Channel 19, and this cuts right to the point of what I'm saying. As you know... It was this woman being videotaped by a... Hold on, let me get that. Don Berman? Yeah, you... Is that right? Well, I'm so sorry you were offended. I'm so sorry you were offended. Well, why don't you take it, pack it into a ball, and stick it right up there. All right. Phil, are you there?
Is that a viewer?
Don't worry about it, okay, Phil? God damn it.
Just let him say what he wants to say.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so what happened was this. This woman was videotaped by someone there at the pool, and this became, as you said, Phil, viral. Now, what I find to be very interesting is today, as you said, Phil, the big neighbor is upon us. You can be videotaped or recorded by anyone. And that was exactly what happened to me. Now, I asked you not to publicize the specifics of it, but apparently that got leaked online, and that was on Twitter. And
it didn't come from me.
Well, it didn't come from you, huh? So the specifics of the audio, and this was audio that surfaced a few weeks ago, in relation to my co-anchor, who I have apologized to. And
now, who is this?
Leslie Accardi is my co-anchor here at Channel 19. And I made a very unfortunate comment that was picked up by a videotape. There was a tour being given to some people here who wanted to watch the, I think it was a college, it was a group of kids that are from one of the local college TV workshops. And as you know, Phil, I have been vocal. I hate them. I'll tell you right now, I have hatred. I used to not like them. Now I have hatred for college students studying to be on television because one of them put it to me red hot. No, not red hot. Excuse me. Check that. White hot. And they put it to me in a very sensitive...
Okay. Fine, Don, so we understand you feel betrayed.
Yes, I do feel betrayed.
All right, are we going to find out what this is about?
Yeah, what are you talking about anyway?
What I'm talking about... I don't want to say what I'm talking about because I try to keep it quiet.
Well, it's now been leaked on Twitter.
Well, it's been leaked on Twitter, but when I find out who did it, I'm going to have blood on my hands.
Don, you may want to take those words back.
Okay, I take them back. But I'm telling you...
I'm so sorry. I got it just one more time here. I'm sorry. Very much, Don.
You know, Elrond,
I'm very sorry.
More coffee, huh?
Well, what do you think? No, he's taking a piss. Yes, more coffee.
Taking a piss? If that guy pisses like that, boy, he doesn't go to a doctor. He needs to go to a plumber.
Yay! I'm
very sorry.
Well, y'all done?
Yeah, for now, yeah.
So, I believe, Phil, that we need very, very strict laws on the books that prohibit individuals from just taping willy-nilly, anybody they feel like, putting it on YouTube, and just for the whole world to see and to love, or not, as the case may be, see all of this defaming, damaging, slanderous, libelous garbage that is being said and is being put out there by people. Now, you know, in my feelings, it...
Well, hold on. I want to ask a question here, if I could.
Yes, go ahead.
What was said?
I just got done telling you.
Well, he's trying to keep this quiet.
Well, I think you can't keep it quiet now, Brennan. What are you talking about?
What do you mean I can't keep it quiet?
I mean you can't keep it quiet now. You've got the whole... This woman that got videotaped in Texas, now you say this thing that you said got leaked on... Did you say it? Did you do it? What'd you do?
No, it was something that I said because of a misunderstanding, and I am... very sorry I ever said it. And I apologize to Leslie. And
did she accept your apology?
From my understanding, yes. We're on the air tonight. We've been on the air since it happened, nonstop. We seem to be okay.
What do you mean, your understanding?
Did she come up to you and tell you she's okay with it?
Did she what?
Did she come up to you and say she accepted your apology?
No, not in so many words, but I was told that if I apologized, everything would be fine. So I apologized to her. I sent her an email, and I left a message on her voice machine, or on her voicemail, when I knew she wouldn't be there to answer it. And
well, now, why would you do that?
Because I didn't want to get mixed up with her answering the phone and saying hello and then having to talk with her because I would probably get sidetracked. I wanted to make sure, you know, that I got it said.
Well, it sounds to me like you didn't want to, you know, you didn't want to, what do you call it, a confronter.
I didn't want to confront her.
You didn't want to have any face-to-face interaction.
Well, it wouldn't have been face-to-face. It was on a phone. Oh. So, you know...
All right, fine. So, now that this is out there, folks, what we're talking about here, we're with Don Berman from Channel 19 News, and we're discussing the ramifications of... Okay, here we go.
Hold on for a minute, yeah?
Everyone, he wanted me to get more coffee.
I see that, yeah.
I just want more cup and then Don't do it.
Hey! Billy! Come on!
Sorry.
Oh, man, I'm going to hurt somebody, I swear.
All right, Don, so what happened?
What do you mean, what happened? You were the guy talking about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So what happened here is that we have the ramifications of this woman in Texas who had made these comments. They were on videotape. Now, Dawn apparently got involved in some kind of a confrontation on the set there at Channel 19 News with his co-anchor, Leslie Accardi. You don't want to say what it was. Even though it's out there on Twitter, it's out there on YouTube. Did the recording make it out?
My understanding is the audio recording made it out, yes.
Well, then why don't you at least say it here with us on the show, Don?
Don, this is a great idea.
Yeah, say it with us here on the show so that you can give it context, so that you can give it explanation.
Well, I...
Don, I think that's a great idea, and it's going to give... You'll be able to tell the story.
All right,
tell you what, Don, let's take a break, and we'll be back with Don Berman, and he'll give us, in his own words, what was on this tape that made it out onto YouTube, that made it out onto social media, in much the same way that this tape from McKinney, Texas, made it out there, in much the same way that so many of these tapes that are recorded by private citizens for a variety of reasons and a variety of venues make it all of a sudden onto the viral social media whirlwind. And like we were saying, you know, it's no longer Big Brother, it's Big Neighbor. The real spy is not the government. The real spy is the next door neighbor. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
Well, Phil, don't say it like you got some, like you're doing some heavy report, you know?
Yo.
Well, I think I am. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
The crusty
Jack Bud Dickman reminding you, coming up on Friday night, it's the Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass Chat. If you're a Backstage Pass member, then you should be on the Backstage Pass and dial in the video, and you'll be able to see a video chat, talk to Phil, he'll talk to you, you talk to him, and everything like that. It's pretty cool. Friday night, probably, I don't know, 5:30, 6:30, I don't know what time.
That's on the world-famous Phil Henry Show BSP Chat Friday night at philhenryshow.com.
This is General Galen Shaw. Go ahead, make your move.
The story of the ghetto boy, ghetto boy, ghetto boy.
I don't know what they're doing there, but I can assure you that that's the kind of thing that's going to happen.
All right, we're right back here on the Phil Henry Show with Don Berman from Channel 19 News. Good of you to join us, Don. What happened was this, folks. As you know, we had the video from Texas and all that. We're talking about this with Don Berman. Now, did you know that we would be bringing this up?
No, I did not know you'd be. I knew that it was an issue. I knew that I didn't know that it would be brought up to the extent you want me to tell you what's on the tape. What I'm trying to tell you, what's more important, and I don't want you to lose track of this, Phil, is that I'm a private citizen. I had my conversation recorded and then put out on YouTube, on Twitter, on every kind of social media. I was exposed as...
God, I mean, what'd you say?
Yeah, so what we have to find out here is what you said.
Oh, you do? So that's the thing that I resent more than anything.
Look, I'll tell you something, Bourbon. You can tell it to us here, or you can just let it go out there viral, and it'll just be viral, you know?
Yes, it'll just be out there viral.
Okay, it'll be out there viral. I get it. You know,
well, what did you say?
What do you mean, what did I say?
Was this... All right, let me back up here.
Yeah, back up and let's run at this thing in a way that it can be coherently and effectively communicated, all right?
Yeah, but just back up on it.
Yeah, we're going to back up on it, Dickman, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, bud, I got this.
All right.
Don, you were in the newsroom, and I believe it was a news break, right?
Yes, it was a news break. It was last Wednesday night.
Okay. By a break, I mean you were in a commercial break?
Yes.
Now, you went into your pocket for some change?
One of the news interns came over and said, do you want a Heath bar? And she knows I love Heath bars. And they have the machine. I said, yeah. Where is it? And she said, the Heath bars aren't here. We ran out. I said, we're going to have to get it out of the machine. I said, okay. And then she said to me, well, I need money. Now, you got to understand, Phil, I'm Don Berman. I'm the Channel 19 news anchor. I don't pay for Heath bars out of a machine. They are supposed to have a refrigerator stocked full of them. It's just one of those things.
That's one of these perks of being a big news star, huh?
Look, General, you know, I worked very hard.
No, I'm not saying you don't, but this is one of those perks. They go and they get the free Heath bars at it.
Yeah, okay, if you want to put it that way.
All right, so what happened?
Well, what happened was she said to me, well, I'm going to need a quarter. And that's when Accardi, who's sitting next to me, said, get me one, too. And I said, you got a quarter on you? And she said, no. And I said, I guess that leaves it up to me. So I dug into my pocket for another quarter. That's 50 cents, okay?
Yeah.
You know.
Wait, Berman, you want us to get all upset and twisted up because you spent 50 cents on Heath bars?
No. Just listen to what I'm saying. So I took the 50 cents, I gave it to the kid, goes and gets the Heath bars. All right, next night, I asked a party, have you got that quarter? And
you wanted her to pay you back that quarter.
Well, yeah, what's wrong with that? I got a quarter out of my pocket for a Heath bar that she didn't buy. She just says, yeah, get me one too, will you?
All right, so she expected you to buy it?
Yeah, as far as I can tell. And
Or is it the fact that she thought somebody else was buying it?
Yeah, it could be that she just thought someone else was picking up the price.
I don't know, and I don't care. She saw me digging around for the quarter. So the next night I said, have you got that quarter? She said, for what? For what? I said, for the Heath bar. And she said, no, I don't. And she went right back to editing her copy. And that's when I said, I turned and I looked over at Stan Mitchell, who's one of our longtime producers. He's been around there for a long time. And I looked and I winked and I said, under my breath, and I apologized profusely, I said, thieving guinea.
Thieving guinea.
Yes. And
oh, my God.
Oh, no, whoa, oh, my God. I tried to make this point, too, when I was called by the New Times and I was called by the LA Weekly. I said, you got to understand something. Yes, I'm sorry I called her a thieving guinea. I said, but the fact of the matter is there have been a lot of Italians that have been hired here, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's fine. But, you know, L. Ron Martin is Italian. Calling himself Martin, you know, that doesn't do it. Hold on for a minute. Here he comes. Yeah, Ron, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I just want to get one more. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, no problem.
Jeez.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Are you still on the air with this guy?
Yeah, I'm talking to Phil Henry.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Hey, Jerry and Joey. Joey, Paulie, get over here and get the coffee! The coffee! Yeah, that's it.
Sorry. Yeah. So, as you know, Phil, L. Ron Martin's Italian.
What about it, man?
So I'm not allowed to make...
Look, are you going to make a big deal out of the fact they got a lot of Italians working there?
I'm not making a big deal out of it, but you got Accardi, you got L. Ron Martin, I got Tony Pretorio over here. He is one of our engineers. Now, he's been here for 35 years. Okay. You got Jimmy Pereca. You got Tommy Robustelli. You got Sandy, his sister Robustelli. You see what I'm talking about?
What about it, Don?
Oh, my God. You don't see that there's a lot of Italians here.
Okay, Don. Have you brought this up to management? I said, boy, you guys sure do hire a lot of Italians.
Wait a minute. Who gives a shit? How about that?
Oh, so, and with the language, too.
Hey, let me tell you something, Berman. I've been listening to you on this show with all of your cornball complaints and your mealy-mouthing.
Hey, wait, General, I don't think I ever disrespect you.
Hold on. And your mealy-mouthing. Now you call this woman a thieving guinea because she doesn't have your quarter for a Heath bar?
Yeah, I got that. That is true.
Yeah, well, you're making a big deal out of it.
I'm making a big... I didn't know I was going to be coming on the program here today, Phil, to drop the soap in the shower, bend over to get it, and have the whole cell block on my ass. Excuse me. That'll teach him.
You didn't hang up, man.
Say it again.
You didn't hang up.
God. Let me do it again. I didn't come here, Phil, to have the whole cell block on my ass after I dropped the soap in the shower. Thank you, and a very pleasant good evening.
Yeah, you still haven't hung up.
Jeez. All right, here. Can you hang this up?
Yeah.
Here he comes. Hold on.
Okay, folks, we will hang up on Don ourselves.
Oh, yeah, that's just like you.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
See you later, Don.
Yeah. I'm hanging up on you.
Well, there's a guy, that guy Berman, if I had 5 cents, I'd go out and hire, if I ran that station and I had 5 extra cents, I'd go hire a guy that's better than him.
Well, Don Berman has been a long time anchor in the Los Angeles market. Okay?
Yeah, it's okay, but guys all talk about a thieving guinea, you know.
What are you talking about, a guinea?
Guinea, okay, if you're going to use the pejorative properly.
But look at it spelled out here, ain't that guinea?
No, it ain't, and it's a very offensive term. And I'm surprised and shocked at Don Berman, the guy when...
You know, you talk about a cheap creep. Man, I'll tell you what, that takes the prize right there. This guy goes into his pocket for a Heath bar. I wouldn't eat that with your lips.
Then I'll tell you something. That bad.
Well, I don't know whether that's a good example of having your private conversations recorded. I don't know whether that's a bad example of having your private conversations recorded. I really don't know what that represents, but it's an example, you know?
Well, I think it's a good example because if he's going to call, and Leslie Accardi, I've been watching Leslie Accardi for the longest time. I think she's wonderful. I am very much a fan of hers. I'm Leslie Accardi, and this is channel. I love to regale Frank with my Leslie Accardi impressions because I'm very impressed. But what are you looking at?
What do you want to do?
What do I want to do? I'm going to do a Leslie Accardi.
Let her do it.
Oh, let her do it. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to bore you.
Go ahead, Margaret.
I'm saying, I'm Leslie Accardi, and this, and she pauses, beat. I teach this in my stage and choreography classes. Always pause, give it the three beat.
Yeah, I'm talking about three beat with a...
Yes, you go like this, Robert. I'm Leslie Accardi, beat, and this, beat, is Channel 19, beat, news.
What is that going to sound like?
Were you just listening?
But Margaret, you say beat.
Yeah, what do you mean by beat?
Was I doing jerk off with my hand?
Hey, get off it.
Get off of him. Beat.
Yes. So it would sound like this, Phil, since you don't have any imagination. I'm Leslie Accardi. And this is Channel 19 News. See? You say news. You don't say news. Did you know that, Phil?
Yeah, I did know that.
Oh, you did know that.
What is that again?
You're supposed to say news, not news. That's the...
That's the NBC Book of Pronunciation. So you learned that.
Yeah, I did. When I was a kid, when I was just getting going in the business, and I thought that kind of stuff was important, I absolutely did learn that. All right, we're coming back with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay is on site at Dannemora, New York, with another report there on... We were supposed to have Jay on last night. I apologize. We were not able to get him on last night. We'll have him on here in just a few minutes with another report there from Dannemora on the hunt for these... Fugitives, if I was Harvey Weinman, that's probably how I'd pronounce it.
That's great.
Anyway, coming up next, it's Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the hunt for those fugitives in upstate New York or Vermont or wherever they are.
Bud Dickman here for the Phil Henry Show shop. You go get stuff from the Phil Henry Show shop. And here's Winston Baylor to tell you more.
I'm Winston Baylor. I've been listening to Phil Henry for probably longer than anybody listening right now to him. And if you want to get things that will remind you of Phil, you can either get, like, clap, or you can pick things up in the French... Hey, wait a minute. What?
I'll tell you from here. Anyway, go to the Phil Henry Show shop and get yourself a souvenir for the Phil Henry Show. Download CDs, baseball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, shot glasses, coffee mugs, and all that at the Phil Henry Show online store.
Right on, baby. Right on, baby. Jesus, listen to that, will you? All right, online, or on site, I should say, in Dannemora, New York, is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They have been there along with so many of the other news media and law enforcement as they continue to hunt for these guys that have been thus far just vanished into the dust, Jay. And quite an interesting story to tell, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, Phil. I've been in touch with Hector Beanwine. And Hector is with the New York State Simulated Police. They are our sister organization here in upstate New York. I've been talking also to a couple of volunteer militia. We've got the New York State Wooded Militia as well as the Nome Auxiliary. Now,
What is it called? The Nome Auxiliary? What does that mean?
That's the G-N-O-M-E.
You mean Nome as in the little elven people?
I mean gnome, as in G-N-O-M-E. I mean
G-N-O-M-E.
That's right, Phil, G-N-O-M-E. Now,
the gnome auxiliary, and that means, yes, the mythic creature that lives in on your front lawn. That auxiliary...
And why are they called that?
So I could get into the entire reasoning. I can get into the fact that it is very home-based, that it represents a home-based militia, if you want, and the gnome is a long-standing symbol of the home. It is a long-standing symbol of a garden and a front lawn, too. But I'm not going to do that right now. I'm going to say what I want to say, because I've been sitting here on my ass waiting for you.
Hey, Jay, watch it.
Sorry.
Boy, Sadler, you really got a pair on you.
Well, I've been sitting here, you know.
Jay, let me tell you something, man. We've had reports from people.
Yeah, man. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, hang up on him.
Don't be a smartass, Santos.
I'm sorry, but I'm sitting here waiting for Mr. Henry.
We've had reports that you guys are running around in that parking lot playing grab ass. That is the report that we got from the simulated police guys.
What?
Yeah, that's right. You guys are running around playing grab ass. You're playing Nerf football. You got the hood open on some of the trucks. You're looking in there. You're doing work on the car. You're eating donuts. You're hooting at girls. You're not doing jack diddly.
That is an absolute lie. I want to tell you that right now, it's a lie. Yes, we have been sitting and waiting. Right now, all we can do is wait. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting. All we can do. That's all that right now, waiting is all that is warranted.
I thought you guys are, you're not a news media, you're actually a sort of an auxiliary law enforcement.
We're not sort of.
Okay, then what are you doing?
Well, right now, what are we doing? We're keeping track on TV, we're keeping track on radio, we have a ham radio set. I got Bill Bufford here, okay? Do you know what it took to bring him out here from California? He's the top ham radio operator in all California, and he's here keeping an eye on a ham set. And what else can we do? We've brought out the folding table, we've got some folding chairs, we've got the ham radio set going. We've got some cold cuts. We've laid out where anybody wants to come by and have cold cut. I got donuts. I got coffee. And on top of that, I'm in direct communication and consultation with California, whatever anybody's seeing on TV there. We have the TV on here.
So you guys are sitting in a parking lot and watching TV.
We are in a communication mode right now, Phil. In communication. Get a load of this guy, will you?
Who is it?
It's the guy Phil Henry.
Talk to me, Jay.
Sorry. But, I mean, I'm talking to Sub-Commander Gleason, and he's wondering what's going on.
Oh, God, what's that?
He's saying he's talking all kinds of smack about it. Mr. Henry, all I'm saying is we are doing what we can do, and we are doing the very, very best we can.
I was talking to one of the New York simulated police guys, your sister agency, and then someone from, I think, the New York State Police was saying that you guys were in a parking lot there across the street from the prison, and the word grab ass and...
What do you mean grab ass?
You guys are running around, pinching each other on the ass.
We were letting off a little bit of tension because all we're doing is waiting here. I went down the street, I got some magazines, and I went down, I got some Mountain Dew, and I went down, I also got some comic books, that kind of thing. I passed them out to the guys, and they got bored of that, and within about a half an hour, they started wadding up the pages of the comic books and started tossing them at each other, and they were throwing a plastic Mountain Dew ball. And I told him to pick it all up.
That was it. Somebody said that you guys were throwing papers at each other and you were throwing empty plastic bottles.
Right. And I told him to pick it up, and they did. And within a half hour, the whole parking lot was clean.
Well, who cares, Jay? The fact is you're there taking up space and acting like a bunch of clods and clowns and Ringling Brother understudies for the big nose and the big Jesus.
You know, Santos, there are other people that are actually actively looking for these two criminals.
I know that. And I told the New York State Police representative, who wouldn't talk to me, but I talked to a guy who said he would try to get a message to him, that we stand ready, willing, and able. I got metal detectors. I got...
Metal detectors aren't going to do diddly. What the hell, you think these guys are made out of tin or something? These are human men. And let me tell you something, one of them is a psychopath.
Hey, you know what? They roll right off my knife. Psychopaths roll right off my knife. And
what do you mean they roll off your knife?
No, you told me. They'll come up against a psychopath, man. He'll carve you a new one.
Yeah, psychopaths will cut you up and probably even eat you.
Oh, don't get dramatic. But the fact is he's very dangerous.
I know he's dangerous, and we're doing everything we can with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. All right, Phil?
Okay, so what you ought to do then is make some impression out there that that's what you're doing instead of having people calling me and saying, aren't you talking to the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
What do you mean they're calling you?
Didn't you give them my number?
I gave them your number, as a media contact in case they wanted to know if we had credibility and credulity.
Yeah, okay, well, all right, so they're calling me up, and they're telling me, do you know the Citizens Auxiliary Police? And I go, yeah. They said, well, they're out here in a parking lot. They're at this, what is Little Jack's?
That's the market we're at.
Are you in their parking lot?
Yeah.
Well, they said you're in the parking lot there at Little Jack's, wadding up comic book pages, throwing them at each other, throwing plastic bottles, playing, and I'm quoting, grab ass, running around and eating donuts and leaving the wrappers on the ground and then looking into the... one of them said it looked like you guys were rebuilding an engine.
Well, rebuilding an engine, all we did was we popped the hood and we put our feet up on the bumpers so it would look, you know...
Oh, you're trying to look cool for the women.
Yeah, so it would look cool for women, yeah. That's all.
So you're really not working on the cars?
No, we just popped...
What are you guys doing, man? If you're there to try to find...
We're here to try to find two convicted criminals. But if the New York State Police will not allow us to be involved, then we have to wait until they give us the high sign and a green flag and a thumb up, and then we are on our way. But until then, we are biding time. As I said, I've got a folding table, cold cuts, I got sandwiches, I got...
We don't give a crap how well stocked you clowns are with your vans and your cold cuts and your donuts and whatever the hell, the Mountain Dew. We want to know what you guys are doing to help capture these guys.
How many times I got to tell you, General, not going to let us do nothing until I get the high sign, the big thumb, and the green flag.
Yeah, the green flag and a big thumb up to go in and do the job. And until then, you guys are running around playing grab ass in the parking lot, and they're calling me.
Don't you understand, Santos? Don't you get the drift of this? That Henry is the guy that's going to be on the hook for this.
All right. I mean, I'm saying that we cleaned up when we left. Are you talking about the Twinkie wrappers?
Yes, they said Twinkie and Hostess wrappers.
We cleaned those up within 30 minutes.
Hey, way to do it, man. That's what I like from my Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Oh, wow.
Well, look, Santos.
Wow. That's... I'll tell you something. You know, hold on for a minute.
Gobble.
I didn't say gobble. I said I want to go get Gleason. Hey, Gleason, come here. Now, Phil, hold on. Gleason, I want to tell Mr. Ryan what we've been doing.
We've been there here, and we're waiting for the green flag and the thumb up.
And what I have you do?
Well, I went down, I got a comic book.
Not the comic books. What are you doing here?
I went and got a comic book, and I got a ho-ho.
No, what did you do after you got the comic books, you duff? You, God, you fucking retarded mother...
Hey, watch it.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Call me a retard. They said you're not allowed to do that.
I'm starting to... God, now he's going off and crying.
You know what? You're out of control, man. The best thing you can do is to come back to California.
No way. Citizens Auxiliary Police, I'm on standing orders from Major Elvis Newton. He told us.
Does Major Elvis Newton know you guys are running around in the parking lot playing grab ass and Nerf football?
I got Nerf football, too. Come here. I'm sorry. Come here, Gleason. Sub-Commander Gleason.
I got a Nerf football. And
not the Nerf football. What else?
Oh, then what we've done, turn on a radio and the handset and everything.
Yeah, and then what?
Well, I went into the van.
And then what?
Well, I masturbated.
Oh, my God.
What the hell are you running there, Santos?
Give me the... Get out of here.
All right.
I'm sorry, Phil. I apologize. That wasn't supposed to do that.
All right, Jay, thanks a lot. We'll be talking to you later.
Wait a minute. You're going to leave me with...
God, you hear that guy? He's got Gleason back there pounding pony.
Man, what are you going to do about that, Mr. Ernie?
What do you mean, what am I going to do about it? There's nothing I can do about it.
That is very, I think that's very representative of Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I think they're slob and swine. They're not slobs and swine. They are the singular of that. They are swine plural in the singular sense.
Slob and swine and vermin.
Yes.
All right. Well, I can tell you this. They're on their way back to California. I don't think that there is anybody on this planet that would think they're doing any good back there. That's for sure.
Well, you want me to call him up?
No, don't call him up. I don't give a shit. It's not my operation.
Phil, don't get upset.
Well, it pisses me off that this guy is giving everybody my number to call on his, whatever you call that. What are they calling that?
The credulity and credibility.
Yeah, the credulity and credibility. In other words, I'm his media contact. No way, ho,
Zay.
All right, folks, this has been the world famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you very much. I don't know who to thank. Don Berman, that was fantastic, whatever. And Jay, you with the grab ass. There's a reason why I didn't have him on the air.
I told him that you'd put him on.
There's a reason why I didn't want him on the air.
Now we know, because the guy is a mental case from way back.
World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye from all of us here to all of you there. Goodbye.
Oh, that's colorful.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.